one of the themes that appears over and over in the public ministry of our Lord. Lord is the command, the insistence that we love and serve God only and avoid giving ourselves over to mammon. It's a rather blunt way of talking about what the philosopher calls materialism. But the fact of the matter is, whether we are studying history of ancient times or the events of our own life, well, the period of living, the most common heresy and the most common abuse of the wonderful things that the Lord has given to us is the service of mammon, of living simply for the things of this world, the things that the Lord has made and has given to us as means to an end, but not the end itself. And hence, in understand our Lord's presentation in the Sermon on the Mount, those last sentences are so important in this section. It's not that we shouldn't weep, it's not that we should reduce ourselves to the level of an animal, but that we should always seek first the heavenly treasure, the things of God, to serve Him, to love Him, to preach Him, to make Him known to others by our example and also by our talk and conversation. Because in fact, the reason for our existence is precisely to love God in a very special way. That very special way becomes known to us better and better the more we are devoted to Our Lady. Today is the celebration of Our Lady's feast day on Saturday. All the Saturdays are her feast day because they remember that she stood at the foot of the cross, that she helped to bury our Lord, and never for a moment, perhaps the only person who others doubted that he would fulfill his promise to after being buried, to die, to rise from the dead quickly. She will help us to understand always in a practical way the difference between love of God and love of mammon, what it means to love God the Father by loving and carrying out what His dearly beloved Son asks us to do, precisely in order that we might enjoy an eternity of bliss with the three divine persons and all the angels and saints. Let us meditate these things often, because today especially the materialism that is so corrupting of the goodness that the Lord has endowed us lead. And if we are devoted to Our Lady, we will not mind that we have to do penance occasionally, that we have to give up this or that. We will always have what is necessary in order to be faithful to Him and to be ready to enjoy all of the treasures that have been stored up for us in heaven. As remember always that when we do penance, and we share the sufferings of Jesus, it is not until our ultimate destruction, but rather it is a way in which we become extensions of our Lord, that in us He continues to suffer, offer, and draw others to recognize what is the character of His love, not any kind of love, but the love, as it were, that has no end and that has no limit. And if we open our minds and hearts to Him, will always bring us to salvation. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Christus.